That much-loved Australian song, Waltzing Matilda. Can you sing it anywhere that you want? If you're in the middle of Australia, can you sing it? If you're on the coast, can you sing it? If you're overseas, can you sing it? Can you sing Waltzing Matilda wherever you like without anyone trying to stop you? We'll talk about that in just a moment, because someone's found that you can't necessarily do it. There's not many items that are more iconically Australian than the song Waltzing Matilda, so it should come as a shock, and it does to me, to hear that the rights to the song are owned by an American company. But that doesn't seem to stop everyone performing Waltzing Matilda, or does it? Gold Coast singer-songwriter John Harley Weston has recently been caught up in the copyright tangle. Morning, John. John, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, we got you. It's difficulty maintaining contact with the Gold Coast, isn't it?
I'm up in Tambourine Mountain, that's probably why.
Oh, yes, so you're on the mountain. Well, lovely place to be, but it doesn't sound like the mobile's happening too well. Let's nevertheless press on. You recorded a version of Waltzing Matilda on your last album, Welcome Back to Reality, but now you've struck a hurdle. Tell me what happened.
Yes, well, to cut the long story short, I put the song on the album. In Australia, the song is called Out of Copyright or In the Public Domain. And what that means is that you can basically record it and put it out without getting a license from anybody. But I was recently contacted by an Australian-made movie in Queensland called Shadows of the Past, starring people like Tanya Kernaghan and a few others. And they loved my version of Waltzing Matilda. And he said, what's the goal with the copyright on this one? So I thought I'd better check with APRA in Sydney. APRA is the Australasian Performing Rights Association. And their film and television department said to me that it's a bit of a mess, the copyright on Waltzing Matilda. And so I then found out that there's actually an American copyright on the song. So if you release the song in Australia, there's no problem at all. But if a movie wants to release in America, or you want to release your record in America, then you have to have a license from a company in New York called Carl Fisher Music. And what that means for me is that although the movie want to use my version of Waltzing Matilda, they're going to get slugged for $10,000 by a New York company to use their own song.
So an Australian film company was going to have to pay $10,000 to use Waltzing Matilda to an American company if they wanted to release the movie outside of Australia.
Correct.
Gee, that's frustrating for them and for you, I'd imagine.
It's frustrating. I mean, I've sort of been working on it for 2 or 3 months, and I've had a fantastic relationship with the film producer. He wants to talk in pre-production on his next film, but they just can't afford. You know, American productions are a bit different. They've obviously got a lot more money, but with regard to this movie, they don't really have the budget to spend $10,000, you know.
So the American company actually holds worldwide rights, do they? But for some reason within Australia, it's okay to play the song. Is that correct?
No, the Americans only own the North American copyright and Mexico, I believe. and that copyright lasts until 2031. So I kind of had a bit of a dig at the American copyright laws, and I did an Americanized version of Waltzing Matilda, which I put on YouTube as well.
So if people want to have a look at your version of a sarcastic Americanized version of Waltzing Matilda, they can check it out or go to your website or go to YouTube, and that's johnharleyweston.com.
Yes, absolutely. I've taken all the Australianisms out, and it starts with, once a jolly pilgrim camped in a trailer park and all that sort of stuff. It's a bit of a dig at the publishing laws, because it seems ridiculous that if the law in Australia is 70 years after the death of the author, how can it be different anywhere else, you know?
So 70 years after the death of the author, the copyright becomes free, does it? It becomes free for everyone to use.
Correct.
Okay. In this modern world, everything has become international. Is it unrealistic to think that a piece of Australiana will stay in Aussie hands? I mean, there are more and bigger publishing companies overseas who buy the rights to various catalogues, and I'm sure in this case they may have just picked up Waltzing Matilda in a batch of songs that they bought. Is it realistic to think that we can hold on to things in Australia and have control, I suppose, and have control over iconic items like Waltzing Matilda?
Yeah, I'd love to think that we could have control over that, but I know that in the world of big business, you have to sell your songs or your artworks or your, you know, which is intellectual property. You have to sell it to different territories in order to make the most money from it. But what really gets me is that example, in the UK, they adhere to our law, so they figure that if the song is written and first published in Australia, then that's the law that stands.
All right. Well, now, John, just before you go, you're originally from Scotland. You've been living on the Gold Coast for quite a few years now. Why did you want to record Waltzing Matilda, a traditional song, when you mostly sing and write originals?
Yeah, well, Waltzing Matilda, I do a lot of gigs around the coast here and have performed, you know, some pretty huge gigs in the UK, and I've always done Waltzing Matilda. I think it's a brilliant song. And Banjo Parson's father's actually a lowland Scot from near Glasgow, where I'm from as well. So there's a bit of a connection there. And it's actually getting played on your sister company in BBC, and BBC Scotland at the moment.
Okay. And you played Waltzing Matilda at an Australia Day breakfast. How did an early morning Australian crowd respond?
Yeah, I tell you, I was up at 5 o'clock on Australia Day, you know, heading off to a gig, and I did a few songs, threw in Waltzing Matilda and Advanced Australia Fair, and everybody loves it. You know, it's a great song, and it's good to do it on Australian soil where you don't get charged any fees.
Ain't that the truth? All right, John. Well, look, we're going to play your version of Waltzing Matilda, but if people would like to hear your slightly, well, more than tongue-in-cheek, version, the Americanized version, they can check it out, as you say, on YouTube, or go to www.johnharley, that's L-E-Y, Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, so johnharleyweston.com, and they can see the Americanized version there as well. Thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Can I just tell everyone that I'm playing at Gold Coast Arts Centre on the 26th
of February? Sure. The Gold Coast Arts Centre on what date was it?
On Thursday night, 26th of February.
26th of February, okay. In fact, you can find out information about John's gigs on that website as well. 26th of February, the Gold Coast Arts Centre. Okay, John, thank you.
Warren, thanks very much, mate. Have a good one.
All the best. From John Harley Weston's album, Welcome Back to Reality, here is Waltzing Matilda. Oh, oh,
oh, oh. Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his belly boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Well, down came a jumbuck to drink at the billabong. Up got the swagman and grabbed him with glee, and he sang as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he stole that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came a squatter mounted on his thoroughbred. Up came the troopers, one, two, three. Who's that jolly jumbuck you've got in your tupper bag? You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Who's that jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Well, up got the swagman, jumped into the billabong. You'll never catch me alive, said he. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You come me waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come me waltzing Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come me waltzing Matilda with me.
John Harley Weston with his version, and a very fine version of Waltzing Matilda. That's from his album Welcome Back to Reality, Gold Coast singer-songwriter.